Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Well, man, oh, man, the Phils, they just keep on rolling. I mean, it's unbelievable. They are playing some spectacular baseball. Obviously, a sweep yesterday, four-game variety, six straight now. In case you don't know, they've actually won 17 of 20. We'll be all over talking about the greatness of the Phils today. We'll also get into the Daryl Morey press conference from yesterday. We'll play a lot of audio from it. You know, we will pick up the pieces on a disappointing end of the Sixers season. Probably better than Daryl Morey did. Let me put it that way. He was quick pivoting to the future, which is obviously part of the conversation. But, I mean, my God, man, you got to bleed out a little bit more about what your team just did. So we'll get to that reality, Eagles offseason. We got some Conklin stuff today. Ruben Amaro in studio with us. Concert tickets to give away. A lot here. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-94. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Only one NFL team has a plant for a logo.
All right, hold on. Thinking caps on.
Give it some thought. I didn't get it. Richie gave this to me before. I didn't get it quick enough.
One NFL team has a plant as a logo. Ree, what do you got?
New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
Is that it?
Yes, it is.
I'm impressed.
The fleur-de-lis, a stylized lily, is the, you know, what
you know
that
why
design
I know that?
Is.
From the movie, the Tom Hanks movie about religion.
Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code.
Wow.
There's a fleur-de-lis key in there.
Look at this. Look at this knowledge for 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. How you doing? All right. Well done there. Didn't know it. Like it. French related, New Orleans. But I don't know. Who knows?
I think it's cool that we're not the team that has a plant to represent our team. It sounds so boring and pedestrian,
John,
to say you've got a plant,
you know, the
as
Saints,
your mascot.
Saints won a Super Bowl before the Eagles did.
Actually, my college has a tree as
their
mascot.
That's true.
Too.
And they dance around at halftime of the game. Yeah. All right, let's get to it here, guys. So the Daryl Morey thing totally on the table. We're going to play the audio as we move through the show. If you want to react to it, obviously you can at 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Phils. I mean, John, they just keep on rolling. And yesterday was another day. And really, you know, the star, as he is, honest to God, it's like almost every fifth day, Zach Wheeler is the star. He pitches every fifth day. He is a gem of Philadelphia sports. I still don't think he really gets the full local, certainly not national, props for what he deserves based on what he's now done. John, he's in year five now. Here. This guy is freaking amazing, John. He's unbelievable.
Well, and our entire staff has been amazing this season.
Yeah.
But, of course, Zach Wheeler leads the way and sets the bar, sets the example. He's the best of the best. And yesterday it was seven innings and no earned runs. And shame on you, Zach. You walked a guy and you gave up four hits. He's just in great command. He and both sides of the plate, this is a guy who can just pepper you wherever he wants to, and it's going to be, you know, close to 98, 99.
Oh, pinpoint accuracy.
Just
and life on
beautiful.
It, too.
Oh, it's tremendous.
No, it's, yeah, like not, it's not like everyone else is 98. It's correct. 98. That, yeah.
So, James, let me ask you a question. You follow around baseball, you know, more than we do. Is he the best pitcher in baseball?
Yeah. Right now, today, I think Zach Wheeler is the best.
Incredible.
Certainly the best.
That is incredible.
Best healthy. I mean, Garrett Cole's hurt. You,
sure.
You normally go Garrett Cole. I think right now, healthy Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher in the sport.
I mean, guess that's
other
hard
than
not...
maybe Ranger Suarez. Right,
well,
okay?
No. I mean, guess that is so wow. rare. Like, the last time the Phillies had the best pitcher in baseball is probably Roy Halladay, 2010, maybe 2011.
Without a doubt.
And prior to that...
Cliff in 09, you could argue, was all... Like, you could argue...
Yeah,
that,
it was,
you know,
a shorter span of time.
I agree. No. I agree.
And here's the thing. I'd even probably skip over Schilling, and I mean that as no disrespect to Schilling. Schilling in the late 90s was amazing, but Pedro was better. As great as Schilling was when he had the two straight 300 strikeout years, I mean, at that point, Randy Johnson and Pedro were both better. So you're probably, prior to that, going back to Steve Carlton. I mean, guys, this is something really rare to have, like the best pitcher in baseball. And by the way, to be leading, John, as you pointed out, a staff, like, it doesn't, as Jason Kelsey said years ago, it don't stop with him. Like,
you got Spencer
it's
Turnbull.
It's incredible, the rotation.
Hey, sorry, buddy. You're the odd man out. Your ERA's under 2,
yeah.
But we're going to have to send you down to the bullpen, bud. Like, that's crazy,
yeah,
to say that.
It's amazing. So, look, let's get into it today. I mean, obviously, reaction from the Philly sweep of the Giants and the recent success, again, 6 in a row, 17-3 in their last 20. You know, the whole thing on the table at 215-592-9494. By the way, also notable, I mean, when your star hitter – for the second straight game, hits a 3-run home run. It's real nice to get 6 RBIs in 2 games, 2 jacks. I mean, you want to see him kind of hit a better stride, particularly with Trey Turner out. So a great job by Bryce yesterday. The best job, yes, by Zach Wheeler yesterday. Crowd showing up at the ballpark. Great sweeps. All of it on the table. 215-592-9494. So, John, let me ask you and everyone this question. Are the Phils actually this good? Like, for those that don't know, and I think most know, best record in baseball.
Right.
It's been a long, long, long time since 2011, we could say. I mean, we've been able to say it the last 4 or 5 days. But basically since 2011 to say the Philadelphia Phillies have the best record in baseball. Now, look, it's not, you know, October 1st. It's May 7th, but it's been a great start. Ironically, after a faulty initial start, like the early start was slow. But then, you know, by whatever, May 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever, they hit their stride. I mean, John, are they, in your opinion, this good?
Yes. And Bill Parcells told us a long time ago, you are what your record says you are. And their record says they are the best in all of baseball. I believe that because watching them, they are hot and everyone knows it. The teams they're playing know it. The teams who are watching know it. All of baseball is a buzz with Phillies, you know, hey, Philly's hotness. We are hot, and right now, and let's take some time and enjoy this.
I agree with that.
This is not something I'm accustomed to.
No.
And as long as we've done our show together, going back to 2016,
yep,
it has never felt anything close to this. We've never been out in the lead.
I mean,
we've,
Joe,
never been where we are right now.
They feel like where the Eagles were a couple times in the last, you know, 8 years or so, 7 years, like 2017 and 2022. That's... Now, again, it's early, guys. I mean, I want to be clear. You know, this is only May 7th. It's not July 7th. It's not August 7th. But, I mean, right now, they feel totally dominant, and I would say pretty much complete. I mean, obviously, you want to see Trey Turner get
complete
back and be healthy.
Complete and then some.
Because they got the bullpen. Like, what's the biggest weakness? I guess Castellanos, I guess?
Uh-huh. Well, and Trey goes down. It's like, all right, let's just stick a guy who was an all-star last year in the starting lineup.
Right.
And our, like, weakness was on base 4 times last night.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Castellanos, our weakness,
batting 185
prior to the game. He still got on, and he's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
and he laid off the stuff that he normally doesn't.
Well,
so maybe he's getting on track.
Yeah, and I think the biggest key, look, guys, we can talk all about the bats we want. We can talk about who should be the shortstop and all that, right? Team speed obviously has improved over the last 2 years. Team defense has obviously improved over the last 2 years. I mean, speed obviously augmented by Trey Turner's presence, although currently out. Rojas's presence. Team defense by Rojas. Boehm's improvement at third. Okay, but the reality is this. This thing to me primarily comes back to pitching. I mean, you know, there are certain things you hear about in sports. You used to hear about defense in football. I don't think it applies the way it used to, because football
the whole
has
defense
changed.
Wins championships.
Yeah,
thing.
Like the main thing in football is the main thing in football is the quarterback. I mean, let's be real. The reason the Patriots dominated for the main reason, I don't want to disrespect Belichick. The main reason the Patriots dominated for two decades, the main reasons the Colts dominated for a decade and a half, you know, the main reason why the Steelers dominated for a decade, you know, Roethlisberger, you go on Manning, you go on Brady. I mean, this is not hard to figure out. And that to me is what this is about with the Phillies and what it's always been about in baseball. It's about pitching. It's about pitching. And the Phillies are freaking loaded. And by the way, it doesn't stop
so loaded
with the starting rotation. I mean,
Jeff Hoffman, he's nasty.
He is.
Hoffman is so nasty.
He is.
That slider, it really is impossible to hit. And I don't know how JT catches it. It bottoms out so hard. Last night, it bottomed out so fast and hard, it was way in front of the plate in the dirt, and he somehow got on top of it. It is truly majestic to watch that thing break.
It's phenomenal. So, look, obviously, we want to hear from him on the Phils at 215-592-9494. And if you think they're actually, you know, this good.
We've won 17 of 20 games.
I know.
And I've never seen it look like that. I've never seen our team be this dominant, whether it's at home, on the road, you know, no matter the circumstance. They're showing up, and like you said, it's the rotation.
Yeah, it is.
When you're that good pitching, no one's going to be able to touch you when it's all said and done. Or if they do, it's going to be games that are few and far between. We are so good in the pitching department that Spencer Turnbull, whose ERA was like 1 point, it was so low, it was ungodly. I've never seen anything like that either. He has to be relegated to the bullpen because we just don't have room for that much greatness rotation.
You're
right
saying
now.
They're five and they're six pitchers better than it was when Vince Velasquez was the
How about that?
Vince Velasquez wasn't even the five at times. Yeah.
Think about where we've come from.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494 on all of it, including are they actually this good?
And one last thing, another reason why they are this good. Once upon a time, and really, in recent years, I felt great when we'd win a series, and that felt like that was a positive change for the better, when we would string together series wins.
Yeah, of course.
Now, for the first time, we're stringing together series sweeps.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
right. And a four-game series sweep against the Giants is something I never could have conceived
of. Well, and the beauty of it is, and I think this will resonate with a lot of people, that's what the 08 – 9, 10, and 11 Phillies
and
did.
And I've only heard of that.
You weren't
I've
in town.
I've only heard stories.
Yeah.
I've only heard, oh, man, I wish you could have seen it back when it was gorgeous in October over there. Yeah, didn't see it. Now I'm getting a feel for what that must have been like.
Yeah, I mean, you wake up, you know there's a game, and you know that it's reasonable to expect that your team will win that game that day. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Now, look, I'll say this. Are they actually this good? Yeah, I think they are. But here's the caveat, and I'm not throwing cold water on people. I'll just say this team ultimately is going to be judged by the postseason. They've established that. They've established kind of an Eagles-type thing where it's all good and well what you do in the regular season, but you're going to be judged based on what you do in the postseason. And I'm eyes wide open to the fact that in recent years, there have been some extremely dominant regular season teams that have had extremely early exits in the postseason. Obviously, notably the Braves the last couple seasons. Obviously, the Mets 2 years ago when they won 100 and I think one games as a wild card team. I mean, the freaking Dodgers. I mean, ever since they won the World Series in 2020, they keep going out in the first round after winning 100 and something games every year. So I temper my, I don't want to call it enthusiasm because I agree with John. Like, lean in. I mean, my God, we've been waiting for a carefree regular season for years.
Yes, but we've been begging for this type of setup. We've been begging for actually a GM who would come in and know what he was doing.
Well,
first
he's
of
awesome.
All, Dave Dombrowski, he's been here. He's done this.
Yeah.
He's been to the World Series four times. He's won the World Series twice. He knows how to get us where we want to go.
He does.
And you can see, you know, every year it's a little better, step by step. Like, we're on the right track.
Well, look, it's very exciting. We'll take your calls and everything going on with the Phils. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Daryl Morey press conference from yesterday. I found it in many ways very underwhelming and very irritating why we'll get into it. Listen, the guy's a smart guy, says some good stuff. But at the same time, there's a lot on the negative side of the ledger, in my opinion. What that's about, I'll tell you next. We'll rock all your calls on all these topics. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's a good day, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we got a great baseball team, guys. A great baseball team. It's a good feeling. It really is. Look, we'll take your calls on the Phils. We'll also get into the Daryl Morey thing. What stood out to you from yesterday and that press conference? Let's go to the phones. A lot going on here. We'll also get to Pat Riley on Jimmy Butler. Man, there's a lot going on in sports. Kick it off.
And I'm on a mission I need to tell you about.
Oh, you're on a mission?
Ooh, what a tease. Tell that.
Well, tell me your mission. No. What's your mission?
Oh, you just want to jump right in.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a mission, what's the – is it Mission Impossible?
I need to find a pencil sharpener, guys.
good luck with that.
Oversold that just a bit.
Did I?
Yeah.
I have a brand new pencil.
Why?
You know, like because I told you I'm going to start using pencils. This is my thing. I think it's
– it's your thing? I like
I think
this.
It's cool.
It is
to
a
use
thing.
Pencils, but I can't find a sharpener for
that,
a pencil
not that
anywhere.
Hard.
Where do you find it? Where do you find a freaking
Staples?
Well, okay. I mean, what about here?
So I have to go buy
it. It's not at Staples.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. You have to
buy
one.
Yeah. I thought in an office there would be a place for me to sharpen
Judge,
my pencil.
No one uses a pencil anymore. I'm not going to blame WIP for not having a freaking. What do you want to have it on the wall, like next to the blackboard?
Yeah, one of those ones.
Like,
I was sort of expecting.
Oh, third grade. Okay,
let's go old school. There's a pencil.
I was expecting something like
you know,
that.
You see this pencil? It's always here.
Yeah.
So sometimes
how did that get sharpened?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah.
It's just here. It's just always here.
We are
a pencil station
setting. That should have the ability to sharpen pencils.
Why?
I'm the old school guy, John, and I disagree with you on this one, man. I mean,
take a knife and maybe sharpen
it
up.
Yeah, you could.
The kitchen. I could.
You'll cut yourself.
If need be.
You won't cut yourself.
Maybe I'll do that in the next break. But I'd like to find a nice sharpener for future purposes so I can keep going with
it. I want you to go, when David Yagaroff shows up today, I want you to grab him and say, hey, listen, big boss guy, yeah, you're doing a lot, but you're not doing enough. Where's my pencil sharpener? See how that one goes.
You have failed me, is the lead.
All right, let's go to the phone. So the Phil's obviously dominating, and the 76ers, you know, what you made of what Daryl Morey did yesterday and what he said. We'll get to that shortly. Ken in Mays Landing. Ken, good morning. Wait, hold on 1 second. Whoa. 1 second. Did Wechter just do what I think he did?
What just happened?
Did Joe Wechter just bring in a
Joe
pencil?
Wechter.
Whoa.
Joe Wechter.
The hero
not
of the morning.
Only did he silently walk in and out without
it's an electric pencil.
Drawing any
where
attention
did you get
to himself.
That, dude?
How'd you know that, man?
It's plugged
maybe
in.
Maybe when
he
you've been here for 30 plus years electric... or whatever, you know where stuff is.
That's when you're the longest tenured WIP employee. The longest tenured guy right there.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, and the pencils are sharpened, apparently.
I am.
Look at that.
Highly impressed.
Thank you, Joe Wechter.
Way to go,
my
Wechter.
God. All right, let's get to Ken. He joins us from Mays Landing. Ken, good morning.
How's it, everybody? The pencil ninja.
This is unbelievable.
By the way, you can't say how's
a pencil
you
in my
can't
hand.
Say how's it like that. If you go how's it like, was it at Gowney ESPN all that all those years? It was Stan Verrett's partner,
Neil Everett.
Everett. You got to lean into the house. But anyway, go ahead, Ken. Hello.
Sorry about that. Hey, my eyes are wide open, like you were saying, Joe. And also what John said about the majestic part of the pitching. How about JT, his ability at – I mean, he's not a spring chicken to catch these pitchers that are – the ball moves so
and
much.
And Stubbsy, too.
JT is really showing us that he's still got it back there. Watching him operate with all these guys throwing so hard, it's great. And the power of positivity this team is bringing. The wife and I sit on the couch at night. We used to flick around, and she's been battling breast cancer for a while. And it just makes her so darn happy
good.
Watching this
That's
team.
Wonderful.
And we smile on the couch together, and we just watch this team. And it's fun. It's uplifting. I hope it continues. I know there's 162 games, but – how fun is this while it's going on, you know?
Yep. Well, you know what, Ken, they also have is a lot of personality, man. And that is something I would say this. I think they have more personality than any team the Phillies have had since the 93 Phils. I really mean that. Like, as great as the 07 and 2011 team was, you know, Chase was a little bit more on the quiet side. Jimmy and Ryan Howard, you know, cool. But, like, this is up and down the lineup.
Man. I don't even think it's a question, Joe.
Right?
I don't even think it's a question. Like, last night, and the way they interact with each other,
and the fans.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I mean, again, Bryce Harper said that he hit a home run for a WIP caller because he heard him on the air one day.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
That was amazing.
Right.
You know, but I was so excited just to see for the first time how Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott interacted with Whit Merrifield when Whit Merrifield was getting interviewed after the game.
Yeah.
Like I thirst for this information, like, between the guys. I want to see these exchanges.
Well, good camaraderie.
It's hilarious.
There. Yeah.
It's great to see the camaraderie.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. Like, Whit Merrifield brings this entirely different vibe to the daycare group. You know, Whit Merrifield, much older, been around the block a few times.
True.
But it was so cool seeing that interaction. And I am sitting there eating it up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Rewinding, actually. What'd he say?
Yeah.
What'd he say when he poured it on him?
Look at you, man.
I know.
All right, so here's the deal. When you call
I love
in,
it. I love
when you,
it.
When you call in today, you know, in addition to the Phils and what we're going to get to here shortly with the 76ers and Daryl Morey yesterday, you can also win two tickets to your choice of a Live Nation concert. Four different concerts on the line today, and you get to, you know, pick whichever one if you give us the winning answer to a question here. So first off, we're choosing between you're choosing between Tim McGraw, June 20th at the Wells Fargo Center. Selch, you said I said Incubus wrong yesterday.
Yeah, it's Incubus, and you said Incubus.
Yeah, well, how about they get their name right? I'm going to call him Incubus.
Okay, go call him Incubus.
That's
Incubus.
Terrible,
so what is it? Incubus.
Yeah.
Incubus.
Yeah.
Wait.
Incubus.
All right, the Incubus. All right, Incubus, August 27th. That's at the Wells Fargo Center. Santana. Talk about someone who's been rocking it for a long time. June 21st at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. And also Pink. Concert happening August 18th at the Link. It's all part of Concert Week. $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. On sale now through May 14th. Up to 75% off concert and comedy tickets. Get your tickets to all of your favorite artists at Live SoFiNation.com. Now, I'll remind you, you can also just win a pair of tickets here today. Here's the deal. Here's what you got to do in order to win them at 215-592-9494. In addition to everything we're talking about from a sports standpoint, give us a great fictional mom, and let me tell you why. Two reasons. Number one, Mother's Day obviously coming up this weekend. So, of course, our annual Let's Honor the Moms. Frankly, I do it more than once a year. Seltzer thinks we should only honor the moms once a year. I always tell him, James, you're shortchanging
the
moms.
Well, I actually said not at all, but I'll accept once a year. Wow. Was actually what I said. Let's get it right.
Look at this guy. All right, so we honor the moms today, but it's not just because of Mother's Day coming up this weekend. This is actually the anniversary of the day where the U.S. Congress said, thou shall have a Mother's Day in America. So this goes back to, I believe it's 1914 and the creation of Mother's Day. So here's the deal, 215-592-9494. Give us a great fictional mom. There are so many through the years from TV shows, from movies, from books. Got to be fictional. Got to be a mom. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the concert tickets and your choice of which concert to go to. John, when you think of a great fictional mom, what comes to mind for you?
Shmee.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Shmee Skywalker. Skywalker.
Is that her name?
Is that Natalie Portman?
No, no. Shmee was Anakin's mother.
Ah, got you.
Anakin's mother. She was a resilient woman who, I mean, she endured.
She did.
She endured slavery.
Yep.
And ended up having to give her son up. Remember, they came and they said, your son has so many midichlorians coursing through his system. Would you surrender him? Would you consider surrendering him to the Jedi Order? And she was a slave. She really didn't have much choice. It seemed like that was the better life. So she was willing to try to, you know, surrender him to give him a better chance.
I will say this on the negative side. She did raise a mass murderer.
But
she raised Darth Vader.
I believe her death is what caused break that led him to being
a
mass
right.
murderer.
That's right.
So
that's
you blame her for that?
All right,
we're looking for a great answer to a fictional mom. I didn't expect we get in a mass murderer. Seltzer, fictional mom, what do you got?
Yeah, I was going a little more simple. Like a mom who'll do literally anything for her kid, and her kid ends up living an unbelievable life because of it. How about that Mrs. Gump?
How about that, Mrs. Gump? Rhea, give me an answer when you think of that is one there.
Right? She'll do anything for her kid, okay?
Mrs. Gump. Rhea, give me an answer for a fictional
one of my all-time favorite TV sitcom moms, Kitty Foreman.
Oh,
from the
70s show. Love Kitty Foreman.
Yeah. Love her.
Look, there's so many. I think, frankly, most of the great answers are going to be from the TV sitcom variety. Now, look, we'll see where they come in at 215-592-9494. I'll lean right there early. 80s and 90s, one of the great fictional moms of all time. And unfortunately, we don't talk about them as much because we don't talk about her former TV husband as much. But Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show was sensational. She was a hero. She was sensational. She was awesome.
She was the mom that everybody wanted to have.
She was. Yeah. She was a great, great, great mom. Look, give us big time answers today at 215-592-9494 for a fictional mom. Your sense of whether the Phillies are actually this good. I mean, 17-3 in their last 20. I don't think they're going to do that in their next 20. But they may be legitimately the best team in baseball. They have the best record in baseball. And also Daryl Morey. Well, the whole Daryl Morey thing from yesterday. We'll get into that next. Your phone calls as well right here today on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Santana has had an unbelievable career. Unbelievable. So, yeah, you can win the Santana tickets today, or the pink tickets, or the Incubus tickets, or you can win the tickets to see Tim McGraw. Good stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. So let me ask a question. I got one question to John and then right to the phones. This has been on my mind for, I don't know, four or five shows. I haven't gone there. I didn't quite know how to broach this. But it's time for the
It's always like nerve wracking.
It's time
Joe?
For the brooch, huh?
Oh,
you
I
feel
do
like
all the
you
time.
Just gotta move when you hear a song.
Santana?
Like,
well,
do you
I'm not a
ever
mover.
Feel like you gotta just like move your body and
I can't play a song coming back from break in case you guys haven't noticed
that. No, doing I see Jimmy back there feeling it a little bit. Yeah, I know, like every once in a while it's like impossible not to feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
it doesn't feel like you ever feel it.
Well, here's what I'd say. The
hammer
is a lot like the sun. All right, things what? Move. Things move
what?
Around.
What?
Here.
Oh,
right?
Stop!
All
right,
stop. Right?
Stop.
Right?
I you're
let,
not allowed
no.
to start.
I let the no. others move.
No. You can't. We have to draw the line. Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, all this stuff.
Yeah.
The sun
yeah.
is
illegal.
Where we draw
yeah.
the line.
The line.
I watch people dance
celestial
around me.
Celestial body.
And I
no.
I'm sorry.
That was really good.
All right, thank you. All right, so John, let me ask you a question here. Did you in the last week or so? Because I haven't known how to broach this, but let's do it. Did you get either like a new cologne or an aftershave or something? I've been smelling a new smell.
Joe Wechter just asked me the same question.
It's been like a little irritating.
I haven't noticed it.
I don't know what it is. Is it you, John, or something else around
Maybe.
There?
It might be me. Yeah.
Are you using something new?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
bad, huh?
It's
do you not like
no,
it, Joe?
That's not good.
I don't love it.
Oh, no.
I can deal with it. I can deal with it. Seltzer, can you just give me a quick get Wechter in here for one second?
Yeah, Wechter asked me about it already. Last break, he's
That's
like, is
funny.
John wearing a new cologne?
Joe, hop on the microphone for one second. I want to find out from you, and I want you to keep it real, Joe.
Yeah.
If you agree with me that it's not a disastrous two thumbs down, but it's more of a thumbs down than a thumbs up, your opinion.
No, it's definitely a little bit of a thumbs down.
Thumbs
Sorry,
down?
Yeah.
I
know you're not wearing it for
bad
yourself, for
right now.
Yeah.
No, it's not bad. It's just something.
There's an it's like Daryl Morey. It's irritating.
It's
you know,
irritating.
There's an irritating something to it. It's got a musty something.
I'm coming in there. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm not.
All right, I'm coming in too.
I'm not a fan of this, of what's going on.
It started this week, right?
I think I noticed it maybe late last week, and I just.
Yeah.
I just am not. I'm just not digging what's going on here. And I got.
I'm trying to sort of like hold my arms up and spin.
Yeah.
To try to like.
It's
project.
Just. I just. I'm not
right
a fan.
Now.
It's, All right, Seltzer, what did you sense? You were just
I think
here.
You guys have some sensitive noses. It really did not bother me at all. I barely noticed.
Do you notice something?
Like, yeah, but it doesn't smell like that strong.
I'm
or
not
different.
Saying it's a disaster. I'm just saying it's one thumbs down. That's where I'm at. All right, let's
two thumbs down.
So two thumbs down. All right, let's go to the phones here. Phil's are kicking butt. Let's talk about him. Also Daryl Morey in a moment. Mike in Northeast Philly. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how good morning, fellas.
I don't has the what?
How's the morning?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little about
well,
the
Well, I'm being told I smell bad.
I think
so
you smell fine.
Good.
I think
Thank
you smell
you.
Fine.
Mike, I'm trying to tell him it's correctable, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, what do you got on the Phillies, man? Go for it.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, go
yes,
ahead, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What do you got on the Phillies?
Yeah, I put the game on yesterday, and I thought it was Groundhog Day. Like, I turned on at the same time, both times at 5-1. I'm like... Wait, so good. Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day. Like, you know,
yeah, and you might have seen, like, Bryce Harper step up and hit a home run. And, right. Oh, it might have been a three-run home run, actually. Like, there were some similarities. And it's great when those similarities are that this team scores lots of runs. You know,
well, that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
Five, 6, 7 runs a game. That means your team's got to score 6, 7, 8 runs. You know what I mean?
Well, Mike, they're playing great baseball. Mike, give me an answer for a fictional mom. Who do you have?
Yeah. A good one. How about here's a story of a lovely lady.
Oh yeah, that's a great answer.
Huge.
Yeah, Mrs. Brady's a big time answer. Speaking of answers, we got a lot of answers yesterday from Daryl Morey. Now, before we got answers, we got an opening statement, and I didn't like it.
Mm.
It was, in my opinion, way too happy, positive. I mean, for instance, Daryl, I timed it up earlier today. Daryl Morey, in his opening statement, took all of eight, you ready for this? 8 seconds before transitioning to the positives. And, you know, I know there was the television show about 35 years ago, eight is enough. In this case, eight was not enough.
Eight is enough to do what, Joe? Eight is enough to do what?
You asked me about Daryl Morey or the TV show?
No, about eight is
enough. I loved them all. I loved eight is enough.
No, the original eight is enough. Eight is enough to...
I don't know.
Come on.
I really don't know. What is it?
I don't
know.
I think it's Phil... Our hearts
oh,
with
no!
Love.
Oh, no!
No, I think it's fill our hearts with love.
Okay. Well, yeah. we
asked like
you
that.
Would know.
Well, since it's like your, you know, thing.
God, I loved that show, man. Yeah. And the second daughter was my favorite. I
you
forget.
Have a crush on her?
You know what? I was a little too. I think it was like when I was kind of noticing the concept of a crush.
Oh.
Like, I was like 7 and she was probably like 18. You know what I mean? I loved her, man. I forget her name. The second. Abby? I think her name might have been Abby.
Might have been.
Maybe it was Abby. I don't know. Anyway.
There were a lot.
All right, so eight to me was not enough for Daryl Morey yesterday to the pivot to the positive, and people are buzzing around. All right, let's listen to Daryl Morey's opening statement. We'll break it up in two parts. How he started for the first minute, and then when he continued. You assess what you make of it. Here's, before the questions were even asked, here's how Daryl Morey started things yesterday.
Well, I wish we were preparing for Indiana today. Obviously, we didn't meet our goals this year. That said, I think you guys came in. This place is buzzing. Everyone's in, excited to attack this offseason, a big, big offseason for us. We're excited. We obviously have two great studs to build around in Joel and Tyrese. Tyrese took a big leap forward this year, and we think the sky's the limit for him as he continues to improve. Joel was incredible for us, a warrior for us to the end. So we're excited about who we're building around. Got to tip your cap to the Knicks. You know, they fought hard. I mean, it was an incredible series. And really wish we could have gotten that to back to Madison Square Garden, because I think that... That was a fun fight the whole way.
So right away, I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed.
Like, right away.
I'm so annoyed.
Nothing's been addressed, but I'm already annoyed. Right, James?
Even that last, the whole thing is doing. Even that last part, he doesn't say, like, I wish we could, like, he's like, I wish we could have played a game 7. Yeah. That would have been really fun in the first round.
It's like, dude, own the fact that you lost game 6.
Yes.
Own and what about that you lost games 1 and 2?
What
like,
was that?
Own it.
He's saying they fought hard. Yeah. They fought hard. I mean, he's giving them credit.
Well,
and
he's implying the Sixers did, too.
Well,
they did for the most part. Again, Tobias did not.
I want
but a lot
them
of guys
to fight
did.
Harder.
Yeah,
why
did
didn't you fight harder? Is your team going to fight hard like the Knicks did?
Yeah, it was just.
How do you make a team that
that's
fights
right.
harder?
It was just, to me, it was really flat. It
well,
was
compare
really...
it to Howie and Nick. Yeah.
Correct.
Coming out at the end where they look like their dogs just died.
That's right. Well, they look like their whole family's just died.
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, it was.
It was remarkably tone deaf.
It was. It
Hi.
Was.
I'm disappointed. But this place is buzzing, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
the buzzing line
we're 8 seconds in to find out people are buzzing, like a bunch of freaking bees buzzing around. Are you kidding me?
His disclaimer was obviously we didn't meet our goals this year.
Yeah, and then he was done with that.
And then that said, he just, that's what he said. That said, and then forget it.
It
turned. Hey, look at everyone buzzing around.
It's an unacceptable presentation. Look, we've seen bad executive presentations in the past. Andy McPhail might have been the worst.
Yeah.
You know, that might have been the worst. But we've seen others. We've seen it from owners. We've seen it from GMs. I mean, Harold Katz back in the day wouldn't present himself the best. Like, we know what it's like when you hear somebody who is out of touch.
We've seen good owners. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie's had those moments.
We've
you know?
Seen great.
Yeah.
We've seen owners and GMs be great. We've seen owners and GMs be bad. This was really bad because he's not feeling what we're feeling. He's just not. I mean, like, I actually believe he doesn't feel it. And I'll tell you why I don't think he feels it. Because he knows he's going to be a general manager in the NBA for the next 10 to 15 years, regardless of whether the 76ers ship sinks or not. Like, I believe that. Like, I actually will go as far as to say this. I don't know if I've ever said this before, but I'll say it about a public figure in Philly sports. I don't think he cares as much as we care. I actually mean that. Because I think, for us, we've lived it our whole lives as Sixers fans. For him, he's just passing through the night as an NBA executive that happens to be here for these couple years. Guys, I'm not saying he doesn't care. I do believe he cares. What I'm telling you is he's going to be eating steak and lobster, regardless of whether the Sixers win or lose.
He's extended them in December.
He's going to be doing it for years and years and years. Like, I found this really, really, really out of touch. Let's listen to more from Daryl Morey as his opening statement rolled on.
You know, this offseason's a big one. You know, I owe it to the fans, to ownership, to everybody, to get this team in a place where we're competing for championships, and we obviously didn't achieve that this year. Again, we're very well situated to use all the tools, trade, free agency, draft, to upgrade the team, and you know we're gonna put every single effort into that. That Coach Nurse is gonna be right there with us. You know, besides our two great players, we think we have one of the best coaches in the league, and we're excited for the offseason.
Look, it's just not enough. I mean, I know it's nice that he says he owes it to the fans, and I do appreciate that. I mean, that's good. That's better than not being said. But, I mean, I go back to, like, in 92 when Bill Clinton won the election, and one of his main things was, I feel your pain. Like, he connected with people. I feel your pain. Like, Daryl Morey doesn't feel our pain. He doesn't have the pain. And I find it really, honest to God, I'll use the word offensive, that it took 8 seconds, 11 years into a process, 7 seasons into making the playoffs and not getting to the conference finals. In this case, you know, it's the second time in 7 years they've lost in the first round. I honestly find it offensive that it takes all of 8 seconds to pivot to the positivity of the future. I find it offensive. It really bothers me. So, look, we'll take
your
calls.
So, how much lament did you need?
More than that.
More than 8 seconds.
More than that.
How much?
More than that.
Realistically. It's a tough spot. I'm not defending Daryl Morey.
There's a way to do it.
You should feel it the whole press conference.
You should.
The whole press. Yeah. Just like Howie and Nick. I mean, as an example. Like, that whole press conference should be, he is upset with what happened. He's disappointed. Yeah, there's a future, but right now he's bummed.
And it would have been great to have seen a different demeanor from Daryl Morey. Well, I mean, like, forget the words. Just like, don't be, hey, what's up?
Well, that's so.
You know, like the whatever that is, the lackadaisical thing.
Yeah,
like this is not a time for laxity.
No,
or,
that's
like,
right.
We need you to be so like nailed down. We need a plan. Because this really hurts.
Well,
it should really hurt you too. And we want we want a step by step process. Like we need the confidence.
Look, he's not going
to
say
you have a process to get this out of the mire.
It's not his job to obviously tell us every secret, every twist and turn they have in their minds. Because obviously they got to protect some information. They got to you know, for instance, they got to negotiate with certain. Like if they want Jimmy Butler, they have to negotiate with the Miami Heat to get him. Like, that's not just sign him. You got to trade for him. So there are complications. I think my main thing is what I did not hear.
But that doesn't preclude just being sorrowful to some degree.
The main thing I didn't hear yesterday was personal accountability for him as a general manager and them as a team. I needed to hear it is unacceptable to lose this early in the playoffs. I needed to hear we need to be better. Mm-hmm. I needed to hear we will be better. Like, we will be better. We are going to learn from this, and we're going to be better.
I like that. We will be better. I wish I would have heard that.
I didn't hear it. You know why I didn't hear it? Because he didn't say it.
Right.
All right, look, we'll take your phone calls, obviously, on what went down yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Bernadette right now in Maple Shade. Hi, Bernadette.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Rhea.
What's up,
morning.
Bernadette?
Well, I just wanted to give a call and shout out about the Phillies.
Oh, go for it. They're playing great baseball right now.
They're playing awesome baseball. They're more interesting than the Sixers.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's a given. Look, the Sixers are interesting, but they're irritating. You know, the Sixers, they just consistently leave you shaking your head and walking away in a combination of anger and disgust.
And the Phillies feel so vibrant and so happy, and it just, you know, feels like summer's right around the corner, everything else. Oh. You know, I bet people are starting to like our City Connect uniforms, which I have long been a supporter of.
I like the Friday uniforms.
Yes,
there you go.
Me too. Way to go.
Them.
I think they look cool. I think they, and JT looks awesome back there, all Wolverine'd out.
No. All right, Bernadette, what do you got? Give me a point here on the Phils.
So I think the bullpen has, like, really, really improved a lot, and I think that's what's getting them to win the games.
Well, it really has. I mean, when you consider where they were a few years back, it's a really great bullpen.
Jeff Hoffman is nasty.
Great. Bernadette, give me a fictional mom. Who do you have?
Okay. Leah Thompson, who played Lorraine.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there.
That's a good answer.
Lorraine
McFly.
Confusing answer.
Lorraine,
For him, for Marty, it was
in
the moment.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
and he's almost hooking up with his mom right
now. Yeah.
He got some Oedipus complex going on.
There's a lot going on.
It's the other way around, though. She wants to hook up with him.
Right. He's trying to push her away.
Should he have just said yes?
No.
Would you have?
Well, so I'm not going to
have. Do you realize what could happen?
I'll
say this.
Think about that.
No.
I'll say this. If I'm 18
just
years old.
Just because you're attracted to Leah Thompson doesn't mean that Leah Thompson's son
Leah Thompson in the wheelhouse.
No,
right?
But I said it.
Like, she's in the Elizabeth Shue wheelhouse. She's in the Girl Next Door Hall of freaking fame.
But you're about to, like,
your mom
unravel the fabric of existence if you do this.
Look, you could have a son and a grandson at the same time.
Oh, that's so creepy.
It's not that easy.
It's like the movie Chinatown. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, that's good right there.
Right?
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, today's question. So, obviously, contract and compensation potentially in a trade all plays into who the Sixers may acquire and whether they should or shouldn't. But we're going to break it down a different way. Regardless of contract, regardless of compensation to acquire them, just taking these three players, we ask you who you would most like to see on the 76ers next year. These three players, regardless of what it takes to get them. Jimmy Butler, Paul George, LeBron James. Jimmy Butler, Paul George, LeBron James. If you had your pick, who would you pick?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.